on the island of Guam today, people assessing the damage from the passage of Typhoon Mawa. It wasn't a direct hit. The cyclone's path was to the north of the island, but the storm had the force of a Category 4 hurricane, and it was the worst typhoon that people living on the US territory have experienced in 2 decades. Guam's governor ordered residents in the island's coastal areas to evacuate ahead of the storm, and President Biden declared an emergency on Guam, which allows federal agencies to send relief there. A few hours ago, we reached Jefferson Cronin, the morning host of member station KPRG, which is Guam's only public radio station. After seeing videos of the intense winds and big coastal swells, I asked Cronin what it was like when the typhoon struck.
Well, the winds have been heavy and steady, as well as the water. And there has been some coastal surge, although we originally expected the storm to go to the south of the island. It ended up going to the north of the island and stalling in the channel between Guam and our neighbor to the north, Rota.
Yeah, and you don't have power right now. Is your station on the air?
No, we're not at the moment. No place on the island has regular power. Only if you have a generator are you going to have power. So we have to go do our assessment of our station and, look at all the infrastructure, because that's what gets hurt the most is infrastructure like power and water and, of course, communications.
Okay, and it wasn't a direct hit, but I imagine it was still very, very intense and scary for people. How did it feel when it hit?
Well, it's a 1 minute you're out with your neighbors getting cleaned up and tightening everything up. And the next minute you can't catch your breath because the air is moving so quickly. And it's just a waiting game. We're just waiting for it to completely pass so we can start the cleanup effort.
Yeah. When you're out there with your neighbors making those quick fixes in between and talking to them and others, how are people feeling? It must be very frightening.
It is very frightening, and it's interesting because we haven't been hit with a typhoon like this since 2002. And so we have several generations of people who have never been through it before, and then the older generations who have been through it a number of times, helping the young people to know what to expect and anticipate and prepare for, not just physically, but psychologically is very important because when we get hit like this, it changes society completely, although temporarily. But, Mother Nature is egalitarian, She doesn't care who you are or how much money you have or anything like that. We're all equal after Mother Nature is done with us. And so it creates a special sense of community.
Jefferson, we think of Guam as this beautiful tropical island. Will some of that be devastated beyond kind of repair or recognition, do you think?
Oh, yeah. One thing that'll be happening is we won't have any green foliage left. All the leaves and the palm fronds and everything will all be blown away. And so the island is sort of all the vegetation is naked and the trees are blown over. Because it's been so long since we had a direct hit, our trees have grown very tall, which is not normal. And now those tall trees are probably mostly gone now.
What are you hearing about when the worst of the storm will pass?
It looks like the worst of the storm should be done by Thursday morning our time. We're 15 hours ahead of the East Coast, so Thursday morning our time, we should be back to tropical storm winds, and the cleanup will begin.
Jefferson Cronin is the morning host of KPRG in Guam, the westernmost member station in the NPR family. Stay safe, Jefferson, and thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you so much, and thanks for asking about us.